Paula Cunningham, who is the president of Capital National Bank. Paula, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I know that you're about to catch a plane out to the West Coast.
Yeah, but you know, it's always nice when you come back home to Michigan. There's no place in the country like Michigan, so going out for a few days, but I'll be back.
Capital National Bank has invited schools and nonprofits to Dash for Community Cash at the Capital Mile. It's a 5K run. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is Capital National Bank's 30th year of being in a community bank in Lansing, Michigan. We're committed and dedicated to this community. And this CBC, or this Capital Mile 5K, has been something that's been going on for a number of years now, and it's raised over $500,000 to charities and schools in our local community. And it's something that the entire family can get involved with. You don't do 5Ks, you can have a mile race as well. But the good part about this is the Dash for Community Cash is really created for a fun group activity, and it benefits local nonprofit organizations and schools because 100% of the proceeds go back into our community.
So how do we dash for the cash?
Well, there's several ways. The event takes place on Saturday, June 9th in downtown Lansing. It begins at 8 a.m. Right in front of the front capital, right in front of Capital National Bank in downtown. And you can go to the website, and you can the CBC 5K, or you can give me a call or give us a call at the bank. But you can go right on the website and register for CBC 5K. It's right there. All the information's on the website, and there are all sorts of wonderful activities that are going on, and there's raffle tickets. And again, even the raffle tickets that are $10, you can win some great prizes. But if you spend $10 for a raffle ticket and you were to put the name of any school, Lance Sexton High School or St. Gerard School, on the back of that ticket, they get the entire $10 that you spend on the raffle tickets. All the money goes to the community, and that's unheard of. It's great to benefit everyone from the Capital Area Humane Society to Ellie's Place, the food bank, hospice, whatever your favorite charity is. You can help them earn some money by getting involved.
And participants will be taken care of by Jersey Giant Subs also.
Isn't that awesome? They have been so wonderful coming to the table. Get a nice, you know, you need some carbs. They replenish your system after you finish it. So they come and they give you some protein and carbs. They're great sandwiches, and we appreciate their help as well.
Before I let you go, Paul, let's talk about the banking business here in mm-hmm. Lansing. Are you loaning businesses money? And tell me about this year as compared to last year.
Well, yeah, I could say it and sum it up in two words. We survived. There's no merger. There's no takeovers. We've been a community bank for 30 years, and we're now poised and positioned for the next 30 years. I think we're coming out of all this financial tsunami stronger than ever, and we have all sorts of money to lend. And even for folks who are a little short on collateral, this SBA lending that is coming out of Washington, D.C. is just helping so many small businesses to expand and to grow or to even start a business. So just call. Give us a call. Don't hesitate. You know, we'll work with you as much as we possibly can. And if for some reason you can't go through a traditional loan, then we've got the SBA, which really is a huge, huge help and benefit to a lot of businesses.
Well, Paul,
yes, we have money.
Do you see more growth in small business in downtown Lansing?
That's the bright thing. You know, that's who our bank works with. We work with small to medium-sized businesses, and so many times we are first to see the indicators of progress, economic progress, and absolutely we are seeing that the activity and the volume is up compared to last year. So this time it is just phenomenal. We're all very excited. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to do some more hiring, which is always a good sign. So, yeah, things are really turning around for this community and hopefully for our entire state.
Paula Cunningham is the president of the Capital National Bank. Paula, do you see anything that government could do to help the banking business here in the state of Michigan?
I'd love to have a whole show just on that. Absolutely, they can. You know, during the time that we were going through our crisis, Michigan was actually redlined. There were businesses that were being told not to do business here in Michigan. And, you know, banking business, even for a community bank, we've never been involved with the Fannie or the Freddie or the subprime mortgages or any of the things that allow the other larger banks in trouble. But nevertheless, we were all put under the same banner or the same umbrella and treated exactly the same. And it was painful. We had customers who were paying their bills for 17 years, never missed a payment. We had to downgrade them because of the new regulatory scrutiny that all the banks were under. So, you know, community banks are different. They're very different. They work, give back to the community, and just should be, I'm not saying let off the hook, but not, I mean, we're not like the I don't want to name other banks, we're not like the multinational banks. And so I think there's a little different ball game here, but nevertheless, we all play by the same rules, and sometimes it's more painful for smaller banks.
So are the rules that hinder you more on the federal level, or are they state?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. I don't want to do any state bashing. I love Michigan, but a little bit of both is just an understanding that of how community banks work. You know, we're not credit unions. We are banks. We're headquartered, right here. We work and serve our community. We are not this bank. Capital National was not involved with any of the fiasco that got other banks in trouble. And yet when we got ready to, they got ready to come down with the regulatory scrutiny and rules and regulations, we're all dumped into the same pile. And that was very painful and cost us millions and millions of dollars. And we're just thankful that our customers hung in there with us and, we survived all this. So, we're back out stronger than ever, and we look forward to serving our community for the next 30 years.
All right, final question for you, Paula. Does the bank have a take on the casino project for downtown Lansing?
Oh, you're getting into politics now. And I think that's my plane. Can you hear it in the back? We haven't taken a position, quite frankly. You know, each person has their own individual opinion about that, and I think ultimately the voters will decide, so...
All right. Paula Cunningham is the president of the Capital National Bank. And for people who want more information about the community cash at the Capital Mile, it's a 5K run on June 9th. Where do they go, Paula?
CBC5K.com. Or you can always just call the bank if you want additional information. But CBC5K.com. And we'd be happy to serve you in any way possible. If you want a loan or if you want to run, either way, we're there.
Paula, enjoy your trip. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate it.